hear anybody.
What?
Yeah.
I have to answer the phone,
No, you
too?
Don't have to answer the phone. If you see it ringing, you know.
It's one of those things where you go to reach for the phone and somebody else grabs it before you anyway.
Yeah, so, right.
And it's like, was that for me? Now I'm going to wait.
So somebody comes
They're
in and claims.
Put them on hold.
Yeah, claims a prize or calls in a party line item. Yeah. Honestly, we'll
just
be
stand at
you.
The front door and yell, Gary, Gary, and somebody will come. May not be Gary, but he'll be hiding in his office.
No more, please.
If you want to, well, when Gary gets off the air, he's going to come in here and fix a paper jam.
Is it still jammed?
Well, this came out of it.
Ooh.
So the last person who used it ripped off most of the page. So
but
now
not
I'm
all of it.
I'm afraid part of it is still in there. So
okay,
it's not wanting to work. So
okay, well.
Who knew that I was a printer person, too?
Take a look
Apparently
at it.
I'm not.
Yeah.
E-words, not Eclipse. You already used that one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's mark that one off. Eight-letter word beginning with E, meaning of...
Earworm.
That is not... No.
Oh.
I'm hoping it's not... Is that two words or is it one? It's probably just one.
I think it's one.
I played an earworm yesterday and it didn't bother me.
Really?
There are several Christmas songs.
Get in your head.
Yeah, I don't play those generally, so... I start barking like the Christmas dogs. Eight letter word beginning with E, meaning of the management of income, expenditures, etc. Etc. In the 20s. Today it'll be in the 20s. I don't know what happened with the weather guy this morning.
I don't know.
I've never heard that before. But.
He was clipping things. He was, for some reason, 20 became 20.
Eight-letter word beginning with E, meaning of the management of income, expenditures, and et cetera.
And it's eight letters.
Eight letters beginning with E. You would hope to have growth here.
One, two, three, four, five. Let's see, I'm coming up with a seven. No.
I just gave you a good clue.
Yeah, I know.
For me, I think it's a good clue.
Say that again.
My clue or the whole thing? Eight-letter word beginning with E, meaning of management of income, expenditures, etc. You would like to have growth here.
All I can see is Yul Brynner saying et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay,
the
I don't know.
King and I.
Go.
243-4351. If you can tell me what today's E word is, and you haven't won in the last 6 weeks, you're eligible to play. You're playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. You will stop by here within 3 weeks of the date you won. If you stop by today, give us a minute to get to the desk, but we will give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's, 1904 West Morton Avenue, Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. That's when you can get your lunch buffet at Bogey's. Again, eight-letter word beginning with E. Good morning.
Hi, can I take a guess?
Go right ahead.
Is it economic?
It is economic. And who is this?
Oh, this is Sherry.
Sherry, what's your last name?
Westerfield.
Westerfield. You got it, Sherry. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Jacksonville.
Stop by the radio station sometime in the next 3 weeks. We will give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's.
Thank you very much. I haven't been there yet.
Well, very good. Well, stop by here and we'll give you a gift certificate to try it out.
Have a great day. Hon.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Sherry Westerfield calling in from Jacksonville. You would hope to have growth here.
See, I wrote that down, and then I started thinking
economic
way
growth.
Beyond there.
Economic.
And that's one of those you run into a story, reading it cold, and it
economic.
Becomes... Yeah, economic. Economic.
There are several that can do that. Economic. E-C-O-N-O-M-I-C.
Economic.
I like economical. That's
okay.
More fun to say.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Sherry Westerfield, our winner today.
Hi, this is Kai Schnitker from the First National Bank of Arnsville. It's that time of year again. Nominations are now open for our annual Blue Diamond Community Service Award. In the world of gemstones, the Blue Diamond is rare and very valuable. At the First National Bank of Arnsville, we are proud to be delivering Blue Diamond service to the community. But we know we're not the only ones committed to Blue Diamond service. That's why First National Bank created the Blue Diamond Community Service Award. It's our chance to recognize an individual who exemplifies Blue Diamond service. It might might be through their church, a charitable organization, or on an individual basis. Do you know someone who delivers Blue Diamond service to the community? Nominate them for this year's Blue Diamond Community Service Award at any of our locations. Nominations are open now through December 31st. The award recipient will be announced in January as a part of our annual food drive.
First National Bank on Charles Street in Irensville, South Main in South Jacksonville, and the corner of Massey and Morton in Jacksonville. First National Bank, Blue Diamond service from your hometown team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's that earworm. It's stuck in your head right
now.
Yeah,
it is. I'm still trying to get through Yeah, why do they all pronounce the same? Economy, economical, economics, economist.
So you it shouldn't be a long E. It should be a eh.
Yeah, everything.
But we say economy. No, you say economy.
Let's not try to figure
You do
out.
Make it a long E on economy.
Economy?
I got my car. It's an economy car. Sounds stupid to say.
Really?
Economy. Economy.
Yeah. And anyway. Then we're going to say it so much that the word's going to lose all meaning now.
Gravy.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking last night, man, I have a lot of presents to buy. I really should jump right
thing.
In there. I actually went to a memory on Facebook this morning that said, we were celebrating on this date 2 years ago because I had finished all my Christmas shopping on this day 2 years ago. What? I bought four presents so far this year. I've got a lot to go.
I thought you were traditionally had become very good at that.
No, not really.
Really? I thought you every year would be able to be done.
Well, those people that like themes, just like when I'm coming up with contests and stuff. So I go out and I think of a person. I go, oh, I know what to get. And then when I start, it just rolls from there. But I got to get in that mode to start. I'm not quite there yet, apparently.
Have you ever gone into a store or gone into the Christmas shopping thinking, and not really even thinking, I don't know what I'm looking for this particular person, to go in to find ideas and then go from there?
And then I go, I need to stop buying because now I have too many things for
really?
Them. So it's, yeah.
I struggle with that.
I get into a roll once
I've got. I've got to have some ideas going in.
And with our family, we do the everybody throw your name in a hat. You draw a name out. As long as it's not immediate family, you're good. And each person puts a idea on that paper of what they'd like. So that's easy. Then other family is now like, well, the kids want cash, and cash would be good. And there's no thought there. That's, like, no fun. Mm-hmm. I like to think a little bit about it besides just, here's a check for $5.
Here's a quarter.
Is it even worth writing a check for $5? I don't
know. Here's a quarter.
If you're looking, money is always good, but it just feels wrong. Here's a card with cash.
You don't, have somebody coming up to you and going,
what?
Aunt Karen, oh, thank you very much for the $5. You just don't get that.
No.
Now, you might get that for a sweater or a hat or a scarf.
It's just, there's no thought.
Or an iPad. Buy everybody iPads.
Did I say $500? I don't think that was all. No. Tablets. Yeah, those are handy.
I know it. I like the Surface kind of intrigues me.
Is that where you can click on the keyboard if you need to?
Yeah, and you can do it.
You can eat off of it.
Click, click, click.
It's just a Surface.
That's the big thing. It looks like it's click, click, click,
yeah,
click, click.
Yeah, it sets up and flips. Yeah.
And with me, that'll confuse me. I won't be able to.
Where did I put my keyboard?
I'll get it to the point where I'll have it tied in a knot. And there will be something on the internet that shows Gary trying to untie.
Oh, I can YouTube it and figure out how to use it. There's always a place where somebody thought, I'm going to videotape myself doing this, and then that way I'll have it for the future reference.
By the way, you notice I have been without Fitbit for a while.
And this was a last year Christmas present or a birthday?
Yeah. No,
it was Christmas.
I think it was Christmas.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. No, I think it was birthday, now that I think about it.
Okay.
I wore
Let me go back in my book.
It says that it's... It says you can get it damp.
See, does it say water resistant, but not waterproof?
You're finding very funny where this is going, aren't you? Well, and I thought
did
maybe...
Did you jump in the pond?
No, I didn't. But I have put it in water, submerged it in water, reaching for something at a, you know, kind of a last second. Oh, I dropped that. Grab it.
Shake it off. It's fine.
And then I shake it off, and then I was fine. Yeah. So then I thought, well, maybe I can shower with it. And tried two straight showers. Not a good thing. So now I've got a... I've been trying to troubleshoot it, put it in rice, you know, let it set for 24 hours. Now I'm going to have to make the fatal call to customer support, of which somebody is probably going to do what you're doing.
Said right on there that it is not waterproof.
I'm hoping
that... Well, you said I've submerged it several times.
Well, no, just...
not just once. Oops.
I think twice, maybe.
Okay.
So it worked fine after that. So if you have a Fitbit, by the way, and there's different kinds of Fitbits, but the one I had is a Charge HR, don't put it in water.
Fitbit,
or if you do,
watch.
Make sure it gets...
I did actually write down Fitbit watch.
Oh, did you really?
It would help if I put dates on here, too, you know. We should always go back and read my notes. Fitbit watch, 1981 rock MTV video. Hummingbirds, 30 miles per hour, $300 to $500 Olympics Phelps.
You know what? I think what we're going to do is, when next time I need a password, I'm going to come to you.
And Elizabeth D'Onofrio's brother, Vincent, was the man in bug man in Men in Black.
So
that was my notes for that day.
So what date was?
It was somewhere between... the Olympics, I don't know, deja vu, naked, what? Who writes these notes?
Yeah.
And Roger should call us to transfer on air. So there you go. It was between that day and that day.
So we have no date.
No, it was June, July. So no, it was not last year. It was definitely over the summer. So you did get it. And we were going to, I think we wrote down Fitbit watch because we were going to see how long you actually wore it. So officially, it would be your birthday too recently. And how long has that been? 4.5 months?
Yeah, not very long.
Like a little kid.
No, I'm usually pretty good about this.
I should write dates on these every once in a while.
Yeah, you probably should.
Today is the 7th, 16. I thought I would like a Fitbit at one time. I used to wear that black watch in there, but I think that is a new one now. Mm-hmm. But I had...
No. Yeah, this is my old one.
Yeah, and I had one almost exactly in that room for 12 years or so.
Yeah, you did. You're right.
And I kept it with batteries, and I kept it on time. I had my own that I wore as well. And after a while, I'm just like, I'm wearing a black rubber watch, which is great for swimming and exercise and work. But 90% of the time is what I'm doing. But every once in a while, you go someplace nice and you're going, look, you're wearing a...
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the Fitbit and I go, it's nice, but it's not super attractive.
No, it's not.
But my sister-in-law recently got one and hers has got a nice band and everything. So apparently they do come in fashionable, a little bit better than that rubber.
Well, Deb's got one that is
really slim.
Yeah, really slim. Those. And I don't know if it's gray or lavender.
What do you call that? So they're industrial looking. They're not necessarily, I'm wearing a nice dress, let's put on the Fitbit.
Somebody doesn't look at you and go, oh, that watch is wonderful.
Are there diamonds on that Fitbit?
Yeah.
So I have nice watches that I try to wear, work watch and a nice watch. And I try to keep my hands out of water. I just, you know, don't submerge the phone. Don't submerge the watch or the Fitbit, apparently. I did, for some reason, think it has to be somewhat waterproof because of perspiration, stuff like that. So I would have thought it would have been a little bit more waterproof. But I guess there has to be an open spot for you to plug it into your computer.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether that's the problem. And it's got a little thing that looks like you could pop it off. And I've thought about taking a screwdriver and
pop it off,
but I don't think that's probably a good idea.
It's like me and a printer, Gary. Sometimes you just got to let it go.
You know what the instructions will be? When I finally get a hold of somebody, the first thing you should do is do not pop that back of that watch off.
You have now voided your warranty.
And I go, oops. Yeah, I think I voided the warranty when I took a shower with it. So. Darn it.
You didn't want to wear it anymore. Was it telling you how much you slept each night? Is that bother you a little bit? Joe, I woke up 15 times last night. I slept solid for 2 hours, and then I was up for, you know what I mean? Did it tell you? Was it that accurate?
Yeah, it would. It would tell you when you were restless. It would tell you when you were awake.
Tells you know if you were bad,
when you're bad or good. And it said, be good, for goodness sake. You're going the same route that I was.
I was. I don't need to know that much. I think that's just too much invasion of my privacy, Garnet Watch.
but it did help me. I mean, I got to admit, when I first got it, I thought, nah. But I got to admit, it sort of let me focus on, am I getting up enough? Am I moving around enough?
Yeah.
So I think it's missed my Fitbit.
You broke it.
I know.
Well, I'll send this audio to all your children, and then they can go, man, already? Gosh, Dad. Well, one of them may be listening right now, so if you don't know what to get them, hopefully you got the warranty on the Fitbit. There's a tricky question for you. You really should read up on warranties that you buy for certain items.
Yeah.
What was it? The joke I saw recently, I talked into buying a warranty for a clock radio. Yeah, you know, there are certain things you just say no. Just let it go.
Yeah, just no, I don't need support for that. Other things, maybe.
Yeah, I'm buying a $500 item and they say warranty, it's only $25 for the next 3 years. I'll go, yeah, I'll go ahead and take it.
You know, the other part about the customer support, I'll call a number and I will be in that maze for a while. And
push
I'm not looking
20.
Forward to that, yeah.
It'll be automated.
And unfortunately, right or wrong, we're going to get somebody who difficult to understand. And you walk down that road, it can be frustrating.
A lot of times, if you call customer service and everything's automated, at some point you can push zero and it seems to give you a live person. It doesn't always work.
No.
But I do try that.
I do too.
Sometimes, I think cable. If you push it too early, nobody...
No, yeah.
We're sorry. We don't understand that. And then it keeps talking.
Goodbye.
After a little bit, then it'll go, okay, push zero now.
You don't want to restart the entire menu of options that you have.
So you should go in your office and start early.
Yeah. I think you're probably right.
12:30. Dang, this Fitbit.
Yeah.
Cussing the Fitbit.
So if you would, my office is closed and you hear me yelling in there, I'm not yelling at anybody other than the person on the phone.
Take the printer with you.
Yeah. Okay. I will do that.
You're welcome to that one, and then we'll see what happens. I'm just hoping I don't break it, Bob.
Okay.
Have a good Wednesday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come